Okay, this is Ron from the Creation Light Ship, and we're here again to do some healing work tonight. And I don't know if I'm on it or not, because I don't see anything on the QuickTime here, so, boy. Let me start over again with BBS. Oh, there we go. I guess we have audio now. Great. Okay, this is Ron from Creation Light Ship Healing. We're here to do healing tonight for everybody. If you want to do a request, just go on the fast chat and indicate something, and we'll just see if we can cover that tonight for you, do maybe a sample healing or so. I'll do an intro now. The light ship comes here once every 2,000 years, and it's here now, just as it did when Jesus walked the earth. Jesus was from the light ship, and the light ship was doing his healings and his teachings, which is where he got downloaded for the ascension process for the people 2,000 years ago. Right now we're in a lot of change. This energy for this month and next month will be ongoing here. You may start to feel yourself getting lightened up a little bit. The air, they said, is going to be changing pretty quickly here. They already changed the sky. If you ever noticed, look up in the sky. It's a little bit bluer for you. They took away mind control from all planet negative dark forces, these extraterrestrials that were keeping us in the mind control energy, so that's now released. That happened a few months ago, maybe 2 months ago. If you notice, your body isn't buzzing like it used to and oscillating on the inside, and you should be a little more relaxed the last couple of months, including like right now. So what's happening is they're doing the ascension process, and it's stepped up quite a bit. They claim they're going to be doing a lot more work. I get downloaded maybe every couple days or so with what they're planning to change. They're changing the rainbow again, they said. That happened about 3 years ago. So if you happen to look out and see a rainbow, it will be a little different than what it was before and greatly different from what it was 3 years ago. Notice that the trees do not have any auras on them any longer, neither do mountains. This is because everything now is an inward process. The Earth Spirit is releasing its energy from its creations here on the planet so that it can do its ascension. So in a sense, it's like releasing its cordings to other things. This is why you don't want to cord the Earth any longer, and it probably won't even allow you to do that because of the problem with having itself being connected to you, which it does not want any longer. It's on its own spiritual development, and it wants to leave here. And like yourself, you need to get into your body to do the same process. You're going to be backpedaling if you choose to do the ascension, and you're going to be releasing the energies that do not serve you any longer. So this is your choice if you love your body enough to do the ascension with your body. If you don't do the ascension, it's still okay. Nothing's wrong with that, just that your body will no longer exist. But your spirit will always move on. And like I mentioned on the previous show and probably other shows, everyone who has passed on now, maybe in the last 3 years, they're no longer here. They're no longer held captive here for the forced reincarnation process by the dark side. So if you know someone who passed on, their spirit's out of here. Thank God. So here we go. We're going to energize the light beam first. So if you're brand new to the program, scroll down on Creation Light Ship Healing. Go down about an inch and a half on the scroll bar. You're going to see a beautiful light beam there. We're going to activate her right now. So she'll bring her energies in from the light ship so you can experience her divine essence. And here she comes. And I'll use the word stronger to invoke the energy. Here we go. So stronger, 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 stronger. You might start to see the rays around her forehead changing. Her eyes will change, get more brighter as they emit white light, and her face will become more three-dimensional. And I've had comments where she actually looks like she's floating on the monitor screen. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, I'll let you experience her energy. Just sit back and relax. If you want to put your hand in front of your monitor screen about a foot away, you can move it back and forth and actually feel this light beam energy. Remember, the light ship only works heart to heart. The mind energy, which is mainly talked about here at this time, at the 2,000-year cycle, is brought to you by the dark side energies, connecting to people who are out there writing books, etc., about mind energies. And that's not what the light ship works with. It's merely heart energy. The mind energy is a direct opposition to the love energy of the heart. Feel the presence of her connecting to your heart center. It's a question on the fast chat. I guess our guardian angel is still here. No, they're not. All the energies from the spiritual hierarchy are no longer on this planet. The energies left, I don't know, 2 months ago also, because there was people doing the channeling maybe for the last 50 years or so, bringing in these energies from the Galactic Federation, and they were not in spiritual harmony and 100% light energy. So those energies are no longer here. There are people who say they can still channel these energies, and that could be very true. They're probably channeling the energies of the darkness, which mimics the light 99.9%. So they would not know the difference. And it's very hard to discern that. So guardian angels are no longer here. The masters, saints are no longer here. Spiritual guides are no longer here. So you're on your own right now. Move forward in your spiritual growth, and you must connect to your spirit energy. If you choose to connect with these other energies that are real high frequency, just like your own spirit in your heart center, you can connect there. But they will not allow anyone to channel them. They'll pull the energy from you when you start to channel the energy for someone else. Because this is strictly a way that you have to learn how to connect with your own divine guidance yourself. So you will not be getting any spiritual information from these high-frequency beings. It's up to you to have the journey yourself for your own divinity. We're going to be doing a special healing now. This is an entity clearing. So if you're new on the show, this is entities. These are normally what you may want to call ghosts. They come into our body. There's many, many other energies that come in. But these will be energies that are based on this planet here. And there are emotional bodies of people who passed on. And in that body that they are in, they hold the complete memory of all of their past experiences. So if they come into you and they like to maybe have martinis every night, and they come into your consciousness strongly enough, you may start to have martinis. If they were addicted to smoking, you may take up smoking. And many other things, you know, what they can bring to you. So you have to be aware and know that your spirit is with you, and your spirit is what you want to listen to, not these entities. The entities cannot connect to your heart center. They cannot look out of your eyes, but they can give you information. So your only helpful guidance is actually going to be from your heart center. And the more you are in your body, the more you can ward these things off. Like I have said on many programs, most people are only 20% in their body. And that means that you're wide open for entities, and you probably are carrying 80% of the entities that you don't know about. And this is why people are not accountable for their actions. And also, when you're not dealing with the love energy in your heart, then you're dealing with control energies, typically of the mind. So we're going to take away entities right now. And we're going to be working with your lower extremities. We'll work with your legs, your knees, your ankles, all the way down to the tips of your toes. And just kind of focus. We'll do the left leg first here. So if you have any changes in frequencies, sensations, you know that you've had entities there with you. which are basically preventing your healing. So here we go. We're taking these away from you right now. And again, just kind of concentrate. Put your thoughts there. Feel your body energy. Put out your psychic radar. And also, the more your spirit is in your body, the more you're going to have your intuition. When you're out of your body, you have no psychic radar around you whatsoever. Here we go. Releasing these. You're going to bring more of you into your body. I'm going to count to 10 as your spirit helps bringing in these energies into your left leg. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Now we'll do the right leg, the same process, taking away entities. Okay. They're being released now. And I'm going to bring more of you into your body. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We're going to now work with your hip joints, your pelvis area. Here we go. Taking away entities there. Okay, more is being released now. There we go. Wonderful. Bringing more of you in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Next, we're going to be working with all of your body organs. So connecting now, and also the skin. Your complete abdominal area, your rib cage. There we go. Taking away entities now. And a lady commented, Caroline, about seeing fantastically strong rainbows lately. Yeah, that's the new energy from the light ship. The difference is the light ship is not three-dimensional. It's not UFO-based. They created the other beings that could be on those UFOs if they were created in the light. We don't know if all the UFOs are in the light or not. I know about, from going to different conferences, that 85% of the sightings are actually UFOs that were made on this planet, manned by people like yourselves, okay, with uniforms on. So they're not actually the beings that people think they are. Okay, here we go. Bringing more of you into your body again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And talking about entities here, we'll just... a lady also mentioned about how her boyfriend has a lot of negative entities and they attack her. Yeah, that's what they do. They'll attempt to get you off center, have the person that you're dealing with maybe say bad things to you. They can also, in a sense, work with your mind and give you psychic attacks. So entities are actually no good to have. You can look at people's eyes. If their eyes are not real shiny and bright, when they're shiny and bright, you're in your body. When they're not, then your eyes are glossed over, look like kind of like a dead fish. And at that point, you know that you're dealing with an entity in someone. And it's probably best just to walk away from that person because they're going to do things to you that you're not going to like. And they will never listen to you. They'll have their own agenda. You can talk till you're blue in the face and it will be... not really recorded in their brain, so once the entity leaves you, they got your emotional energy, and then the person may come back into their body, but what you have told them during that time is not recorded typically. Okay, now we're going to be working with your right shoulder, rotator cuff going down to the tip of your fingers, taking away entities there. Okay. Being released right now. There we go. And we'll do the right shoulder also now and the right arm. There we go. Okay, bringing you more into your body. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we're going to be working with your neck. So again, just put your concentration there. Ask your spirit also for help and guidance as we release these entities here. There we go, coming out. Good. Bringing more of you in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we're going to be working with your whole head area. So here we go. These are being released from your ears and your eyes, your sinuses, your nose, your throat. So we'll just kind of focus there. While you can put your hand in an area, ask your spirit to help you out in that area also. Remember, it's only you and your spirit that's ever going to help you. Here we go. Being released, these energies now. And bring it in your spirit. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Next, we'll do a chakra alignment. The light beings are going to be helping you. These light beings are from the creation light ship. And the light ship is where you were actually created a long, long time ago. We're going to go to your heart center and reposition that in your body so it's going to connect to all of your energetic bodies that make up your spiritual hologram of your physical body. There's a lot of these here. There we go. Perfect. Moving up to your throat chakra again. Repositioning that. Getting this energy in proper alignment and balancing for you. Good. Third eye. Good. Going down. Power chakra. That's your solar plexus. Good. And second chakra. Just below the navel. Good. First chakra. Do an opening now if you wish. So here we go. We'll go to the heart center first. I'll use the word spin to increase your chakra. We'll normally go body width for everyone. Here we go. If you want it more, just request it now inside of your head and it will be opened up further for you. Here we go. Heart chakra. Spin, 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 spin. Open. And throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. Going down to your power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. First chakra, spin, 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 open. And now we're going to go from the this process of the radio show. We're going to be doing the mind to heart drop. This is what you should be doing daily to connect with your spirit. It's only in your heart center. So if you wish, you can think of like an elevator, the 10th floor being your forehead, your waking consciousness. This will be your mental body dropping into the heart. This is what you think with. And we're going to be moving it down into your heart center. The heart center will be the first floor. So I'll just do it slow at first. You may want to feel the energy actually move in your body. So we're dropping down. 10. Going down now to the 9th floor. You may start feeling, if you move down maybe to your nose, maybe to your mouth, then 8. Going down further, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And dropping down again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And one more time. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, you stay in your heart center. We'll put some music on so you can connect to your spirit. This is your true guidance. Thank you. Okay. We have a question on the fast chat. If we connect from our heart center, can we still communicate with our angels? Yes, you can. But that, if I was your spirit, I would ask you, why do you want to connect to angels? Why do you want to connect to many of the divine beings out there? Your spirit is as strong as all those divine beings, okay, that you may be wanting to connect to. There's no difference in the frequencies, we'll say, of these beings as compared to you, just that you chose to incarnate. And so there's no separate mold, we'll say, that the light ship gave Archangel Michael that made him different than you, okay? There's no special mold that was Jesus that was, you know, who came here on the light ship that's different than you. There's no separate mold maybe Archangel Raphael than what's separate than you, or Metatron. These are all divine beings, but they chose to incarnate and be here and held their spiritual integrity. But you are the same energy of all these divine beings. So I guess my question to all of you is, you know, these beings, we're here and are here to help us, but don't discount who you are. Somehow I think that because we don't ever connect in our heart center, we go outside of ourselves looking for something. So by all means, you know that your spirit is just as powerful as these other beings. You just need to connect to it. And that may be some of the teachings of the different religions here, brought here by our Space Brothers, the Galactic Federation, for, you know, eons of time, to dilute your own divinity, thinking that you have to pray and connect to something outside of yourself, that you're not worthy of this. So by all means, when you connect to your heart center, to your spirit, it's very, very powerful. So just know that. And you really don't need any of these other beings around you, because you already have it with you. So I hope that's perfectly clear for all of you. So here we go. We're going to be doing a healing. Someone requested about gums and teeth, so we'll do this right now. Just sit back and relax, and we'll bring in some energy from the divine beam, from the light ship, and it'll be the picture that you see on your monitor screen. If you're just tuned into the program, just scroll down on your scroll bar, get on Creation Light Ship Healing, go down about an inch and a half, and this divine being will be there. She's fully activated, and she'll help with some healings right now. So, again, request her healing. And here she comes to try to help you the best that she can possibly do at this time. Remember, if you have emotional energies attached to your condition, you may not have the healing that you're expecting to have, because this is the way it works. The emotions are earth-based. The light ship works with the energies that are not emotional, because they didn't create the emotional energies. This is why you have to work through these densities. That's why Jesus came to teach us how to release cellular memory, which you may call releasing your sins. Dealing with a problem with our gums and teeth, like everybody to get a glass of water. 8 ounces is fine. And in about 2 minutes, we'll be doing a water charge, which we can use for like a mouthwash if we wish. Question here from Ed here is, if our powerful why do our spirits keep leaving contradiction? What happens is your spirit is just tired of being here, basically. Most people don't connect to their spirit, so they figure, what's the use? Why should I be here in a body where the person doesn't contact me for guidance? Like I said, most people only 20% in their body. And the spirit may come fully forward when you're going to have, like, maybe an accident happening to you, and it'll come and get your attention, maybe yell inside of your head, you know, pull over, stop, you know, watch out, to wake you up. But other than that, the mind's in control here. And so the spirit basically is not being heard. And so this is probably why most people don't understand about your spirit, and why most religions talk about going outside of yourself. Remember, if Jesus walked the earth right now and went into every Christian church, the first thing he would tell you is, why are you praying to idols, false gods outside of yourself? And why aren't you connecting with the divinity inside of you? This is what he was teaching. And right away, the church would probably roost him out of the church very instantly and quickly, because they would see that as a monetary loss from the congregation. They don't want to see you empowered, but this is what the churches have done, is change the teachings. The teaching is still there, but they don't preach that. They'd be out of business. So I'll get some water right now, and we'll see what we can do here. It feels like we have about 15 more seconds for people to get caught up here. So we're going to have this divine light beam run special frequencies into you. What I'd like you to do, for some people who need to really understand what's happening, if your fingers are clean, or one of your fingers, you might want to wipe it off, put some water on it. What they want you to do is to put one of your fingers in the water. Why, I don't know, but this is for people who maybe are from Missouri, the Show Me State, for some reason. So here we go. So they want you to make sure you have a clean finger, and just put it in your water, and this is going to show you that they're going to be sampling the water for you to find out what kind of frequencies you need going into your body. Here we go. So she's starting to energize. You can put both your hands now, take your finger out of the water and put it on both sides of the water container. And this will normally take about 20 seconds to do. Light beam now is connecting to your heart center. Like I said earlier, the light chip only works with love energy. The mind energy during the ascension process will be terminated. There'll be no more mind energy at all. This is why I say, if you've had any classes on ascension, different types of teachings, you know, maybe you memorized something, maybe you have mantras that you're saying, you have maybe a really big head, maybe you read, 20 books on ascension. None of that is ever going to help you whatsoever. It's not going to exist, because ascension is the heart energy. This is why we have ascension, is to get rid of mind energy. The mind energy is mind control. This is being taught in a lot of the new age churches. I won't give any names, but a lot of them are really out there promoting this here, positive thought, positive thinking. Nothing's wrong with that, but it takes away from the mind energy. I mean, it gives you mind energy to look at, to control things, but it takes away from the heart energy. And the motivated speakers are doing the same thing. A lot of the people now that you see have been a motivational speaker, and they wanted to make some money, so they went into the New Age churches promoting the new thought movement here. So here we go. This water is getting charged up now. And it's getting really activated. I can feel my hands buzzing. Okay, so it's up to you if you want to spit the water out or not. I would first ask your spirit and your heart center. This is what this show is all about, to connect to your own divinity. I don't see any problem with drinking it. But here we go. Just take a sip. And this, people have a gum and teeth problems. Put it in your mouth now and just see what happens here. I'm going to have my water right now. Mine tastes different, a little bitter, and maybe a metallic taste to it. But you're all going to have your own experience right now. You may want to hold it in your mouth for maybe a half a minute. close your eyes and just kind of sample the energy. And I'll just put some music on as you do this here. Do a healing on skin, rashes, and we'll also include EMF radiation if people are sensitive to that. I also perform special healing sessions for these issues also. So again, sit back and relax. Light Being is going to bring in these energies for you, and I'll count to 10 as they come in. And we'll also bring in the energy of Mother Mary right now through the Light Beam. So I'll bring her in first. So here she comes, stronger, 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 and stronger. And here comes the healing energy into your body. Stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Again, sit back and relax. Request healing. And we'll see you in a few minutes here. Just definitely connect to your spirit. Remember, that's your own divine guidance. That's going to heal you. That's the conduit for healing from the divine. It's brought to you by your spirit. Thank you. lower back, and then we'll concentrate on your full spine, and it could be even muscle. So, again, request your healing. Going to be working with our internal organs. I'm going to request for your digestive system. Again, just connect with those energies now. If you want to put your psychic radar out, your intuition, and look at different body organs, you can. And again, this light being is going to start to work with you. And you can also put your hand on that area to indicate where you like to have the presence of energy also. It's your spirit healing you, so you have to connect to your spirit. Another thought, as you call in these divine beings, which you think are divine inside of your head, and you maybe call in Archangel Michael to yourself, remember the dark side mimics the light 99.9%. And what makes you think that you're getting the true light energy of Archangel Michael or any of the other beings? You don't know. And they're going to come to you just as much as anything else will come. So you must remember that. In this process of requesting guidance outside of yourself, entities will come to you and pose to you as those beings. You probably have read channelings where they didn't seem right to you from somebody channeling one of those supposedly divine beings. So just know that just by you requesting those energies, it may not even be the right one or that being at all coming to you, but they will take the same name because you're giving it to them. And this is one of the misconceptions. This is why the light ship pulled away from the planet Earth all these energies, because there's been too much going on that has been not in the light, and energies helping people and having people do strange things so that they're not actually connected to the divine. So just remember, the dark side does not obey spiritual law. So just because you think that you're saying something, calling upon an energy, it may not even be what you're expecting to have come to you. Maybe something else entirely, impostering the light. And this is why these energies are no longer here. This is why you must connect to your spirit. And then through your spirit, as being a divine being, it can also bring in other divine beings into your heart center for you to communicate. But basically, the whole thing is to connect with yourself. You are the divine. You have to trust yourself. Get inside of your spirit. Connect with it to get your guidance. So let's see if we have, we have one for adrenals, looks like. So we'll do a healing for adrenal glands right now again here. So here we go. Concentrate on that. We'll also do your hormones. So we'll just think of those and request your healing. Remember, your spirit is doing this work for you, along with the divine being that's on your monitor screen. And that your divine, this divine being must connect to your spirit. It's not going to go anywhere else. It's not going to come to you outside of your spirit and do work with you. Your spirit is the gateway for healing. And in the song by Van Halen, which I have on my website, Creation Lightship Healing, if you want to click on it, you can. It starts off, contact is all it takes. And that's the contact with who you are. Very ending part of the song, it's says, and then you sense a change. Nothing feels the same. Love comes walking in. This is you coming into your body, coming in to help you, but you must make that connection. In the song, it says, pull the string. Well, that's up to you to connect. Caroline, what kind of strange things does the dark side have us do so that we are not connected to spirit? Well, let's go back quite a ways. I don't know how old you are, but let's take the Vietnam War. There was a rock group, Eric Burdon and the Animals. They made a song, Sky Pilot. You may want to look it up on maybe YouTube or something. And the song about Sky Pilot is, in a sense, a spiritual song. You might remember it. And at the very end, it says, as a person, there's a preacher there, blessing the soldiers as they go off to war. And then he says, thou shalt not kill. So that's very interesting. So the dark side can do anything they want. They can come into your consciousness, tell you bad things, and have you do strange things, just like entities. And remember, your only saving grace that you have outside of yourself, you know, there's nothing outside that's going to help you. It's all internally. And so a lot of people, they sit back and they get their guidance in their head, I've seen that quite a bit with people when I go to conferences. They go, let me check my guidance. And then you see they're fishing around on the side of their head, and you watch entities pop into them, and then they give you an answer for something. Or they come over to try to heckle you, you know. That happens once in a while. I get a chuckle out of that one, because you can actually see the entities whispering inside of their ear. And so, anyway, the dark side is here. We're in a planet full of the darkness. It's up to you to bring light into yourself, to get out of the mind control. So what else is, how does the dark side work? Well, like I said on many shows, you're born with a astrological chart from the planets. And that chart is there controlling you. Gives your whole life pattern, how the dark side has chosen to take you, your spirit, and your physical body, and it has a whole life plan set out for you. And at that point, this is what you're doing. So every day you can look at the horoscope. I add a few more letters to it, instead of horoscope, but horror. And that's how the planets are connecting to you, according to you, taking away your energy, number one, and putting probably implants or having implants work with you from these planets that may be known or unknown to us, controlling your body against free will. That's not the divine. The divine is for free will in the moment. Remember, nothing is created except what you create in spirit, and that only works in the now. So anything that's predictions is the dark side. And people can read the dark side, which is very nice. You can go to a reader, and they can see and read the plan that's set out for you, what's in motion. If you don't change the way you're behaving, that could happen to you because you're following the dark side script. It's like being on a train, you know, going down the track. You know, are you choosing to get off or are you going to stay on that track being controlled by these planets? And that's just one of them. So, you know, watch out for your horoscope. This is the planets controlling you, cording your energy out of your body. See if anything else is on the fast chat here. Let's see here. So what you want to do is just hang on to your own divinity. It's inside of you. Connect to your divine spirit. And what we're going to do now is one final clearing. We'll bring in the beautiful light energy again of this divine light being. And she's going to connect to your heart center and bring in some beautiful heart energy of peace. So sit back and relax and enjoy this peace energy coming into your spirit, into you, and connect to your spirit and your heart center. Okay, our time is coming to a close, so I'd just like to say we have a special conference call this coming Saturday. It's a four-hour Ascension call. It's $60. Starts at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. We charge 7 containers of water, normally gallon containers. So you have 7 days of pure divine drinking water to help you do healings with and to increase your consciousness. So it'll be this coming Saturday. If you're interested, just give me a call and you can send me a check. And the information for sending that money is on the website, creationlightship.com. Just go to the donation page and you're all set. And just give me a call or email and I'll give you the number what to call in on. It's a wonderful call. They put in amber blood into us where your body actually changes frequencies. It's quite something. And you're on the light ship for a full 4 hours. And we also have one-hour conference calls. We have one this evening just after this year. It starts at 5:30 and goes to 6:30 Pacific Standard Time. And the cost for that is only $20. And if you've ever been on one of those calls, or if you haven't been on one, you are really missing out a lot in your life. I'd recommend that for everyone because these divine light beings are there to help us. But it's up to you. They can't force you. It's like the old saying, you know, you can bring a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. So it's up to you. How much do you honor and value your connection to the divine to have divine healings? So I'll just close here, and our next show will be on Wednesday at 7 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And blessings to all of you, and good night.